Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Bamidbar open with Hashem's command to Moshe to take a census of the people. We are told, "Vidabar Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai ba'ol moed b'chad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hashenis letzeisam eretz Mitzrayim leimor." The Moshe was commanded in the Sinai desert, Midbar Sinai, in the ol moed, in the Mishkan, in the second month of the second year after they had left Mitzrayim, with the following command: "Su es rosh kaladas bnei Yisrael mishbechosam leveis avosam." Count the heads, the names of all the different members of the congregation of Israel, each according to their family, based on their family units. B'mispar shemot kol zachar legugol osam. Take a head count by every name. Count all the males. Which males? Miben esrim shana mala, from 20 years and up. And why that? Kiyotzei tzaval b'Yisrael. That's the age of inscriptment into the army. Tifkudu osam. You should count them. Letziv osam atav aron. And then at the last minute, we are also hear a reference to the fact that Aaron will also be part of this count. A number of questions present themselves, even in this straightforward accounting of this command to count the people. Number one, why all of a sudden does Aaron need to participate in this? Why do you need both Moshe and Aaron? One might have thought that it was pragmatically in order to share the load, the immense workload of counting millions of people, but the reality is that that's clearly not the case, because if that would have been the case, then they would have split the tribes. Six tribes for Moshe, six tribes for Aaron, or something like that. And in reality, they both counted everybody. So what's the benefit of having both of them? Number two, obviously more basically, what's the point of the count at all? And number three, a question that's already alluded to in the Zohar, which is why does the Torah emphasize the location where Moshe is commanded where the count will take place? Bamidbar Sinai b'Ohel Moed. First of all, there doesn't seem to be any connection between any geographic location and a census. But number two is, why do we need references to both Bamidbar Sinai and Ohel Moed? Does it matter about Ohel Moed? And once you tell me Ohel Moed, don't I already know that obviously that the Mishkan is in the desert? What's the need for any location, let alone this dual reference? So let's begin with the way the Zohar itself addresses that last question, and then we'll see how the famed Hasidic master of Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin develops this in a very beautiful and meaningful way. Says the Zohar, the reason that there's a count now is that not only has the Torah been already given at Har Sinai, but now the Mishkan has been erected and is fully functional. It's at that point, says the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to count and make a cheshbon, so to speak, to see how many chayalim, how many soldiers, that's the language of the Zohar, that Hashem now has for both these dual roles, that of being the chayalei HaTorah, the soldiers of Torah, and the chayalei HaMishkan, the soldiers, so to speak, of the Mishkan. And by being counted, it's not just taking a survey of how many there are, but the very act of counting in essence serves as a way of enlisting, drafting us into the army, whether it's the army of Torah or the army of the Mishkan. By counting, Hashem is drafting us into His army. And says the Zohar, this is why there are two locations that are mentioned, because there really are two different missions. One of the mission of Torah, that's Bahar Sinai, and a second, the mission of the Mishkan, and that's Ohel Moed. And therefore, there's two different groups of soldiers and two different drafts alluded to by the two different locations. This seems to be the basis of the Zohar, that Rav Tzadok HaKohen, both in his Sefer Pri Tzadik, which is on our Parsha, as well as in another one of his Sfarim, he also discusses this topic with Sisei Laila, and Rav Tzadok uses this Zohar as a springboard and says the following. You have to understand the more basic point, which was the second question we had asked. What is the purpose of counting to begin with? Says Rav Tzadok, counting is not just getting to a final number, but rather by counting each person, we're telling each person that they count. Each person is counted because each person has their own mission. Kabbalistically, says Tzadok, this is based on the idea of there being 600,000 neshamos, which correspond to the 600,000 letters in the Torah. And without any one of them, we know if you're missing a letter in the Torah, the Torah is disqualified, the Torah is pasul. So too, says Rav Tzadok, kol echad me Yisrael, shorish nismaso, os o chelik me os, b'divrei HaTorah, v'zehu chaylin doraisa. So too, the idea is that every single person is part of one of these 600,000 neshamos, and therefore, just like a Torah is disqualified as pasul if you're missing even one, so too, the whole Jewish people would be missing something and disqualified and not up to the task that the Jewish people are supposed to accomplish if we're even missing one. In other words, each one of us truly, truly count, and that's why we are counted. He continues and explains that's not only when it comes to Torah, but it's also true when it comes to the Mishkan. We know that the purpose of the Mishkan in this world, as much as we can understand such an esoteric concept, is to bring God's presence into the world, what we call Hashra'as Hashchina. And the message is also to everyone, not just the Levim, that in every person's heart is the capacity for Hashra'as Hashchina, not only in the Mishkan, but each inside every one of us. Says the Zohar that by acknowledging Hashem as the King and that He has a claim on us and knows what happens, Hashkacha Pratis, Memela, that's how we as individuals bring the Shechina inside of us. As the famous pasuk says, "Asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham." It doesn't say b'tocho, but it says b'tocham. Make a mikdash, and I will dwell in them. In them, meaning inside each and every one of us. So therefore, says Rav Tzadok, just like we saw previously, that every person counts when it comes to Torah. And if you're missing one letter of the Torah is disqualified. If you're missing one Jew, we can't do our mission from the perspective of being Hashem's Torah soldiers. So too says Rav Tzadok, just like everyone has a chelik in Torah, so to every Jew, not just Shevet Levi, every Jew has a chelek in the Mishkan, a chelek in bringing Hashem's Shechina down to the world. So he writes, Kach yesh l'kol nefesh miYisrael chelek prati b'mishkan u'beit hamikdash mitzad haratzon shebelev hadavuk b'Hashem Yisbarach. The mission of the Mishkan, the mission of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring Hashem in this world, and every person ultimately is like a portable or a mobile Mishkan or a Mikdash. Each and every one of us have the ability to do the same thing the Mikdash does by bringing Hashem Shechina down inside every one of us. And going back to the Pasuk, now says our Tzadok, now we understand why the wording was b'mispar shemot. Everyone, so to speak, has a name, because everyone counts. And that's why it says Su es Rosh, which we translated generally meaning to count, but literally means to lift everyone up. Shiyesh l'kol echad hitna'asut miyuchad d'kol chelek b'torah o b'mishkan o nitzrach im yichser yifsal v'nimsa kol echad says Rav Tzadok, that's exactly the point, because everyone in essence is lifted up, everyone is given an important mission, and if they don't do it, there'll be something faulty in the mission of Torah, faulty in the mission of Mishkan, and therefore it's b'mispar shemos and su esrosh, because everyone counts, everyone's important, and everyone is critical to the mission. And last but not least, now we understand why we needed both Moshe and Aaron to be part of the count, because Moshe is, so to speak, the general of the Torah army, Aaron is the general, so to speak, of the Mishkan army. And why do we have them both together? Don't we usually think of them as two different things? There's the brain and then there's the heart, there's davening and there's learning. No, says Rav Tzadok, ube'emes mocha v'liba hein trei rein delomit parshin. Really, the mind and the heart, the davening and the learning, they all are really together and need unified to do avodas Hashem.